Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Chof in Meseches Psachim. It is the 342nd daf in Shas. Our daf will pick up discussing what we had learned yesterday, beginning on the bottom of Yutes Amud Aleph, going to Amud Beis. Halachos of a needle, which is Tamei, that comes in contact with Besar Kodshim. We will continue analyzing the fact that the Basar is Tamei from that needle. Gemara will come back to discuss more about the halachos, which has been the primary, if we had to choose one topic that dominates the sugya of Rav Chanina Skankonim, and that would be the sugya of mashke, many different parts of the sugya of mashke being metame, or for that matter not, according to some opinions, and that will be examined through the lens of the halacha of a machat that comes in contact with basar, and possibly mashke on the basar as well. That will take us down to the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara will discuss the Mishnah in Kalim that describes a sheretz that's found inside of an oven. On Amud Beis, the Gemara will get back to the original Mishnah that we had about the requirement of burning in the Mishnah on Yudalid Amud Aleph of Truma Tahora and Truma Tameya separately. When it is chametz, the Gemara will question that requirement of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and a stira in Rabbi Eliezer. And that will take us all the way down into an analysis of Shitas Rabbi Eliezer in regards to Truma in general, Truma Tmeya and Truma Tahora, and introducing the idea that we've had earlier on Daf Tezvav Amebeis of Hefsim Meruba Chashashu, Hefsim Muat. We are not choshish, for we discussed that also in Halacha from the Daily Daf on Tezvav Amud Beis. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin on the top of Chof Amud Aleph, where we had left off, two lines from the top. If I can make fun of myself for a brief second, we're actually starting from the Amud Aleph of the day's Daf, and not from the Amud Beis of the previous day's Daf. So I guess that's a collector's item. Let's begin V'habasar Tameh. We had learned on Yutes Amud Aleph that if you have a machat, let's turn back and even see it inside. Four lines on the bottom. Al machat shenimtzeis bebasar. It's a mission in Edios. Sheasakin vayadayim tahoros. That if you have a needle which was tameh, yesterday's daf, we had a discussion in what way it was tameh, then the halach is that the basar is tameh, but the sakin and yadayim that come in contact with it are going to be tahor. The Gemara now asks, why is the basar tameh? In order for something to become Tameh, it needs to be Hukshar Lekabel Tumah through a Mashke, through one of the Shiva Mashkin that are described in Meseches Machshirim in Taharis. Hai Basar Diskasher B'mai, had it become Hukshar Lekabel Tumah? Inem Diskasher B'dam, if you're going to say that it became Hukshar Lekabel Tumah through blood, V'am Reb Chia Barab, V'am Reb Yochanan, B'nayim Dam Kachim, She'ein Noi Machshir, how do we know Dam Kachim cannot be Machshir? Dam Kachim is not Machshir. Shenei Maritz Exeris HaKosav Loisech Lenu Al Haaretz Tishpechen Hukamoyim. You shouldn't eat blood, but rather you should pour it on the ground like water. Dam and Chazal Darshan, Dam Shenishbach Kemayim Machshir, Dam that's poor, that's spilled like water is Machshir. V'she'enu Nishbach Kemayim Eino Machshir, and if it's not spilled on the ground like water, it's not Machshir. And Dam Kodshim, of course, is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and so therefore the Pasuk is being memayited from being Machshir. V'ela, so how did the Basar become Mukshir to be able to be Kabel Tumah from the machat, diskasher b'mashke beis mitbachia, that there was fluids around in the slaughter area of the azara. So that, of course, is quite difficult, because we spend two dapim discussing that the mashke beis mitbachia, even the water, is not metame. Not only is it tar, it's not even machshir lekabel tuma as well. So we still don't know how the meat became hukshir lekabel tuma. But maybe you're going to say that it becomes hukshir lekabel tuma with the concept of chibas hakodesh. This concept is found on chulin on daf lamid vav amibayz. The pasuk states, "Va'basar sheiga bechol tamei lo yechel be'ish yisarei va'basar kol to yochal basar." The word "basar" is extra, says Chazal. It's coming to be marbe eitzim and levina of kachim, that even though it's not ruya lechila because of chibas kodesh, it has the ability to contract tumah. So too over here, you don't even need mayim chibas kodesh because Kodesh is Chaviv, is so dear, it's also more sensitive to Tumah because of its higher Madrega of Kedusha. Maybe it's based on the idea of the Ramban, Kol HaMekudesh Chavero, Mechurav Yoser Mimenu. Anything that's more sanctified is more likely also to become defiled as well. And you don't even need Hechsher the Kabbal Tumah. That would be a good answer. However, Emer de Mahani Lechibas HaKodesh Levsulei Gufei. That's enough. Chibas HaKadosh will explain how it becomes possible. But Lemimni Bei Rishon V'Sheni Nami, is that Koach from that Sugi and Chulin give us the ability to transform it into a Rishon and a Sheni Latoma? From the Gemara on Yutes Amid Aleph is Mashma that the Basar is not only possible, the Basar is Tame. We've learned in our Sugis that there is a difference between the expression possible and Tame. Puzzle, in the context of Hilchas Tuma, means that it has contracted the Tuma and now is puzzle for further Kodshim use. However, it doesn't have the ability to transfer. The power of transference is only indicated in the word Tamei. The fact that our Bryce on Yutes Mishnah, even, on Yutes Amid Aleph mentions that it's Tamei seems to indicate that it has a transferring power, Lemimni Bei Rishon V'Sheni. Tifshot, says the Gemara, to answer, Debay Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish had asked the following Shiloh. Rish Lakish had asked a similar question. Tzrid Shel Menachas, Rashi says that that's the area of the Karban Mincha that didn't come in contact with liquid. Of course, in most Karban Minchas, oil was added to them. So this is the area of the Karban Mincha that had no oil that was added to it. And Rish Lakish had asked the Shaila, Meinim by Rishon V'Sheni Oiloi? That was a question, whether that area can become a Rishon L'Sheni L'Tuma. Now, if the halacha was clear that Chibas Kodesh would cause something to be able to be mitame, something else, even if it was a mukshar, so then why would Reish Lakish ever have a shaila of Tzrid Shel Menachas? It must be that we do not have a rule that Chibas Kodesh can make something, a davar tame, that will be mitame, rishon, and sheni as well. So we're stuck. How did the meat contract tuma? Answers the Gemara of Yehuda Mishmuel, Kegoyin Shehoisa Parah Shel Zivche Shlamim. We had a cow that was of a Shlamim. Ve'evira bin Nohar v'shachta, and it passed through a river, and then it was slaughtered. Va'adayim Mashke Tofeach Aleha. And there was still water that was on it during the time of Shechita, and this was Machshir the Basar to be Mekamel Toma. Period. So that's going to be the answer to the question. Now the Gemara analyzes something else that we had learned on the bottom of Yutes Amid Aleph. Nimtzeis b'parish, if the needle is found in the excrement, hakol tar. Then in such a case, everything is tar. Asks the Gemara, v'ni hadir parish v'nitami lebasar, but why don't we say that the excrement, which has become tame through the machat, which is tame, should be mitame the basar? And the parish has a din of a mashke, so has the ability to be metame. Amar Rav Ada Bar Rava, the parish of, we're talking about where it's thick excrement and it has no liquid. Rashi Amar Fil Teme Parish. Rakam Shum Dami Mashke Saruach. Since it is a spoiled mashke, it doesn't have the ability to conduct tuma. That we saw earlier on Yudches Amar Aleph, although in the halacha from the daily daf, on Yudches Amar Aleph, we had raised that some wanted to argue this is a machlokes tanoim in Trumas, and that has an afkamina in Hilchas Kashrus today. See the daily daf from Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara continues, Tani Tana Kamedur of Sheshes. A Tana taught in front of Sheshes. Sheretz mitame es hamashkin. A Sheretz is mitame mashkin. Umashkin mitame es hakli. And the mashkin would be mitame a utensil. Vikli mitame es haochlin. And a kli is mitame ochel. Vaochlin mitame es hamashkin. Vilamadnu, and from here we learn shalosh tumas basheretz, that sheretz could be metame up until three. Now the Mefarshim point out that this must be going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says, as we learned on Yuches Amid Aleph, that sheni bechulin can make a shlishi. Not everyone agrees with it. In fact, most disagree, but that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rashi describes in the beginning of Dibur Maschil, the Ochlin. Asks the Gemara, but that wasn't only a Shlishi, that's four, if you count them. that the sheretz of matami mashkin, one, mashkin is matami kli, two, kli's matami ochlin, three, ochlin's matami mashkin, that's four. Ask the Gemara, hayni arbohein, that's really four. Answers the Gemara, goes mashkin deresha, erase the first contact of the sheretz that the Brisa said, or excuse me, Rav Sheshes had said, that it was mitame the mashkin, erase that. Say that the sheretz is immediately mitame the kli. Ask the Gemara, adarabba goes mashkin the seifa. Why don't you take out the mashkin of the last case that learned that after kli touched the ochel touched the mashkin. Just erase that. Just say that the kli touched the ochel and that's a shlishi. Says Gemara answers, lo ashkan tana da amr mashkin mitame kli ela Reb Yehuda. We would want to take out the first mashke because that would only be according to Reb Yehuda that we learned on Tezayin Amid Aleph that Reb Yehuda holds that mashke is mitame kli on the top of the amud. But most tanoim, if you take a look over there, disagree. Ela Reb Yehuda v'hadar bay. And not only that, this is a great chazara. We learned on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis that Reb Yehuda also was chozer. So that's why we would not want Rav Sheshes learning the first case of mashkin be metame kli, because at the end of the day, that's a minority opinion. Even the minority opinion changed their mind. V'hadar bet v'siman chan nizaisa, and the simin, the way to remember this is that it's the same way of making a barrel of beer. That the way that they would make the barrel of beer is that they would first put it into a utensil, then they would put barley inside, or hops, and then they would put in water, which is exactly the same order that we have over here, that the sheretz first came in contact with the chavis, then the chavis with the food, which the parallel now is to the barley or hops that's put into the barrel, and then finally, the barrel came in contact with mashke. So that's the way to remember how it was done. Mark continues, four lines from the bottom, on chaf amid aleph tanan hasam. We learned over there in the Mishnah in Kalim, Periches Mishnah Hey. We are mentioning this Mishnah in Kalim as well as we had on Shabbos on Kuflam Mechesam Abeis because we're discussing the halachos of sheretz as well. So the Gemara gives another halach in regards to sheretz. Sheretz shenimtza betanur. If there is a sheretz that is metame min haTorah inside of a oven, we consider the pas a sheni l'tumah. The sheretz is virtually considered through halacha as touching the entire tanur, which becomes a rishon, and then the pas, which is sitting in the tanur as well, is a sheni. Mipnei shat tanur tchila, because it's considered as if it touched the tanur first. Of course, here we're talking about where the sheretz and the pas are not physically touching each other. So the tanur is mekabel tumah from the sheretz, and then of course the tanur is in contact with the pas, and it's metame it. Amar le Rav Abba bar Ava le Rava. Rav Abba bar Ava asked Rava, "V'nechzi la haytanur kimanda molitumah domni? Why don't we view this tanur as if it's entirely packed with tumah with the sheretz, as if the sheretz is there of every centimeter of the tanur? Why would we think of such a thing?" So Rashi explains, we have a rule, avir kli cheres is metame min hasheretz, that the airspace of a kli cheres contracts tumah from the sheretz, even if the sheretz didn't actually touch it. So think about this, what the Torah Kedosha describes. We had, for those of you who are using the modern Gemaras, the Torah Or quoted the Pasuk in Vayikra on Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, V'chol kli cheres hasheyipol mehem al toichoi, kol asher besoichoi yitma voisei sishmoiru. Everything that's inside the kli cheres, even Chazal say if it wasn't actually touching the kli cheres. So if you have a sheretz that is hovering in the airspace of a kli cheres, it's metame the kli cheres. So we see the avir is metame. If the avir is metame, so one way of understanding it is the entire area is filled up with the sheretz. Therefore, v'tehave ha'pas rishonah, then the pas should be a rishon l'tumah. Amar lei, so Rava said back to Rav Ada bar Abba, lois ha'kadaitach, you can't say that. The sign we learned in Braisa, yochi hu kol ha'kelim tmeim mitamin me'avir kli cheres. I might think that all of the utensils that are also in the airspace also become tame if there's a sheretz in the avir kli cheres. Talmud lomer kol asher b'seicha yitma, anything that's inside of it. V'samach lei mikol ha'oichel. And the Torah then immediately said, "Kol asher b'seicha yitma mikol ha'oichel." It's b'chadish kol ha'oichel. Oichel mitame me'avir kli cheres. Ve'en kol ha'kailim mitame me'avir kli cheres. Only the oichel becomes tame, but not all of the kalim. This is a proof that we don't view as if the entire kli cheres is fold up with the tumah. If we would view it that way, then you couldn't differentiate between a kli and an ochel. The kli and an ochel would have to have the same halacha. So we see from here that we don't view the entire area as filled up, but rather we view it as if the sheretz is mitame the tanur as a rishon, and then only as a sheni is a tanur mitame the pas inside of the tanur. The Gemara continues on chaf on the beis, three lines from the top, and goes all the way back after an excursion of almost seven dapim, discussing Tuma v'tahara. The Gemara actually goes back to our Mishnah and comments on the last line and analyzes the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua. In the last lines of the Mishnah, we had learned that if you have Truma Tzluya and Tmeya together, there we have a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that you could burn them only in a manner where it's tisarev zoy la'atzma, as you see in the last two lines of Mishnah Yudayin Amud Aleph, and Rabbi Yoshua disagrees. Rabbi Yoshua Amr Shtehen Ka'achas. The Gemara analyzed Rav Chisda Rami Pischa Umishani. Rav Chisda asked a stira when it comes to this Truma Tzluya and Tmeya of Chameit on Erev Pesach, and he answered it. Did we learn that Rabbi Yoshua was of the opinion that you did Shtehen Ka'achas? The Gemara asks. Uriminu, I have a stira we learned earlier. Rabbi Yoshua, that Rabbi Yosef had said that you can compare the halachos of Truma Tzluya with Truma Tmeya when it comes to Chametz and Pesach. Kishi Yidu Rabbi Seinu, because when the Rabbanan taught us this halacha, Almai Yidu, what were Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua talking about? Im al habasar shenitma bevlada tuma, shesar finoisa im habasar shenitma ba'ava tuma. Zetame v'zetame. Those cases, both of them were tame, Rabbi Yosef had taught us earlier. Tez vav amir aleph. Imal Hashem and Shinifsal b'tful yon shemadlik nos mener shenitma b'tmameis zeh posel zeh tamei. Avon umodim b'truma shenitmeis b'vlada tuma shesarf nosim truma shenitmeis b'aval tuma. Avol heich nisra fafilu tzluya im tmeya. We had learned that Rabbi Yossi had objected and said that there's a fundamental difference between the above cases in the Mishnah where one was tamei and the other was tamei, in contrast to where one is not tamei at all, it's only tzluya. Shema Yavo Eliyahu v'yitarem. And the argument goes, maybe Eliyahu will come and be mitarem. Umishani. And we answered, HaRabbi Shimon v'aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. We differentiate between one which was the position of Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Yeshua, HaRabbi Yossi v'aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. And the other is Rabbi Yossi according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Chisda asked, how could it possibly be that Rabbi Yeshua says in our Mishnah, Shtein Ka'achas, but didn't we learn that Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa had said that the halachi is that you can't even burn Truma Tzluya with Tmeya. Certainly, Truma Tmeya with Truma Tahira cannot be burnt together. And we answer, Rav Chisda had answered, that that depends on the position of Rabbi Yossi according to Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah was recording Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Yoshua. Disanya, as we learned in a Braisa, that we have a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi bidas Rabbi Yoshua. And that's borne out in this Braisa. We have this Braisa earlier as well. Yudal Shechalios b'Shabbos, Mevarines Hakom Lefnei HaShabbos, V'sarfen Truma Tmeyas Tluyos U'Tahoros. Dere Meir. Rameir says that you burn them all together on Erev Pesach, Shechalios, B'Shabbos, Truma Tmeya, Torah, and Tluya. Rabbi Yosi, Omer, Torah, B'fnei Atzma, Tluya, B'fnei Atzma, Tmeya, B'fnei Atzma. Rabbi Yosi, the same Rabbi Yosi that we had in the Braisa earlier, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you have to burn them separately, is consistent with his position, where he says they have to be burned separately. Rabbi Shimon, though, disagrees. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Lo Nechku, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Al Tahir, Vala, Tmeya, Shein Sarfin. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer both hold that you don't burn Torah and Tmeya together. Al Tzluy v'al Torah shesarfin, and Tzluy and Torah, they both agree, are burned together. Al Manech Leku, al Tzluy v'al Tmeya. There is a Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua's Mekil on Tzluy and Tmeya. Rabbi Lazar, Oimer, Tisarev, Zoy Batsim, Zoy Batsim. Rabbi Lazar holds each one is burned separately. Rabbi Yeshua, Oimer, Shtein Ka'achas. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the two are burned together. Asks the Gemara, how could that be the explanation of our Mishnah? Like Rav Chisda had answered that our Mishnah was following the position of Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi Yoshua. V'amasnisa Rabbi Yaisihi. But doesn't our Mishnah quote Rabbi Yaisi? Look back on our Mishnah, and our Mishnah had mentioned five lines from the end of the Mishnah before it had mentioned Alma Nechliku Al Tuli Val Tmeya, that Rabbi Yoshua says Shtein Ka'achas. It had mentioned Amar Rabbi Yaisi Eina Hi Amida, which sounds like we were going within Rabbi Yaisi. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. This is the way to read the Mishnah. Hachi Kamar Rabbi Yaisi Rameir. This is what Rabbi Yaisi said to Rameir. Afilu Rabbi Shimon Va'aliba de Rabbi Yeshua de Mekil, even Rabbi Shimon, who holds Rabbi Yeshua's Mekil, ki Mekil betluyat utmeya, aval betahira utmeya lo. The only time Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Mekil is Mekil with a tluyan tmeya. But with a tahira and tmeya, he's not going to be Mekil. The Gemara is quoting Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi is saying, even according to Rabbi Shimon, you'll only be Mekil when it comes to a Tulina Tmeya, but a Tahara and Tmeya, you're not going to be Mekel on. And that's the way to read the concluding lines. Shtei and Kachas, according to Rabbi Yoshua, means Shtei and Kachas only by a Tluya and a Tmeya. The Gemara now has another analysis in regards to our Mishnah. This time, Rabbi Yaisi bir Rabbi Chanina, who analyzes another problem within Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yaisi bir Chanina Rami Truma Pischu Mishani. Miam Rabbi Yoshua Shtein Ka'achas. Did Rabbi Yoshua say you could burn both of them together? Urimin, I'll ask you a stira. We learned a Mishnah in Trumas that we quoted on Tes Vav Amin Aleph. If I'm not mistaken, it's in Perichas in Trumas. Chavish El Trumas Shenolad Basafek Tumah. If you have a barrel of Truma that has a Safek of Tumah. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Im Haysa Menechas Makom Ator Fiyanichan Makom Amutzna. If it was sitting in an area of Hefker, so then you should hide it. Not to allow it to become more tummy. The mitzvah, according to Rabbi Lezer Mishmeres Trumaisai, continues even if it's a suffix of Tumah. If it's revealed, you should cover. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, once there's a suffix Tumah, the mitzvah of Mishmeres Trumaisai doesn't apply. Turfa means hefker, you leave in a place of hefker. Which is mashma. Grama in that Rabbi Yeshua only allows for grama biyadayim loy, but you can't be metamet biyadayim. That was what Rabbi Yeshua seems to hold. So how could Rabbi Yeshua say that you could burn the two together? Umishani and Rabbi Yosef Chanina had answered. Ah, Rabbi Shimon libid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yosef libid Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Shimon, libid Rabbi Yeshua. That's what we learned in our Mishnah that Allah is you're allowed to be metamet truma tluya biyadayim. However, that is not going to be the consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yaisi. Ha Rabbi Yaisi alibid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yaisi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, held that the only thing that's going to be permissible is going to be grama. The Gemara continues to analyze the shita of Rabbi Yeshua through the eyes now of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Rami Truma, Truma. Rabbi Elazar asked the stira between Truma and Truma, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Umishani, and he answered it. What was his kashamiyam? Rabbi Yeshua, gramim biyadayim loy. Rabbi Yeshua seems to hold in the Mishnah in Trumas that you're allowed to have a suffix Tuma of Truma. Become a vadai by leaving in makom hefker, but only begrama, not biyadayim. Uramin, I'll ask you a stira. Chavit shel truma. If you have a barrel of truma shenishbra, begasa el yoinim. This is another mission in trumas in that perek, that if you have a barrel of truma that has become broken in the upper area where the wine then flows down into the lower pit and it has broken, vitachta el chulin, and underneath is chulin, Tmeyin, Maida Rabbi Eliezer, Vir Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua admit, Shem Yochel Hatzel Men Revius Bitahara Yatzel, that if you could save it, then save it. Vim Lav. But if not, so then you've got the following problem. You're going to have Truma Torah mixing with Chulin. So then everything's going to get messed up. You're not going to be able to use it for Chulin, you're not going to be able to use it for Truma. So then, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Teir v'tatameh va'al yitamena biyad. Let it go into the bar, and then ultimately it will become tameh, and then you'll be able to use it at least, have never contaminated the truma biyadayim, despite the fact that everything is going to become Aser. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua wants you to do something more creative. However, you're going to end up doing something biyadayim. Rabbi Yoshua amar yitameno biyad. Rabbi Yoshua says that you could catch it with kelim tmeim before it falls into chulin that is going to make everything aser. What do we see? From that Mishnah in Trumas, the Rabbi Eliezer allows you to do it biyadayim. Now, this give and take we've already had earlier in the sugya on Tezvav. The Gemara is now repeating a similar masa umatan, a similar give and take. Umishani, shani hasam dika hefsid chulin. There it's different that Rabbi Eliezer will allow you to be metame biyadayim because it's hefsid chulin. We mentioned in the halacha from the daily daf on daf Tezvav, the point in pshat, that had nafgaminas la halacha, that the Pnei Yoshua said that it must be that Rabbi Yoshua would allow you to be metame biyadayim only because when the wine is under the power of gravity and for sure is going to become truma that is also when it mixes with chulin, so then in such a case the isur to be metame must only be derabbanan. Once it's only midrabbanan, so then they allowed you to be metame biyadayim. Maskif la Rava, as we learned on Tezvav and Aleph, Rava followed up with the question, Masnisa nami ika hefsed eitzim. But what about in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that you can't burn them together. Why don't you say you could burn them together? Because if you use two separate bonfires, it's going to cost more money. You're going to lose money in that regard. Amalei Abaye, lehefsim ruba chashashu, lehefsim muat lo chashashu. He said that we were choshesh for a large hefsed and not for a small hefsed. That was the subject of our Iyun Lahalacha on Daf Tezvav. Says the Gemara, not temra de lehefsim meruba chashashu, lehefsim muat lo chashashu. And where do we see that for a hefsim meruba, we are choshesh enough for a small hefsed? Desanya. We learned in a brisa, chavis, shel shemin, truma shenish, bebegas al yom, tachtona, chulun tmei, mod rebbe lezer rebbe yishua, shem yotzel, lehatzel men revi yistar, yatzel lav, terid vititame, valti yitamena, biyad. And there, Rabbi Yoshua does not disagree. He does not say that you could be mitame biyad. What's the difference between the two cases? Maishna shemen deroy lahadlik, yainami roy lezilof. The assumption is that there's something different between wine and oil. What's the difference between wine and oil? So the Gemara is assuming that wine is a hefsim ruba, oil not. Asks the Gemara, why are you assuming that? Because shemen you could use to light, even when it's tameh, but yayin you could also use to for ziluf. Ziluf was a type of aerosol, a way of spraying it around for smell. V'chitema zeluf lav milsayin, if you're going to say, well, that's not significant, because it's not a tashmish choshuv, amr shmul mishur mebchia, shoysim milug b'sela u'mezalfim milug b'shtayim, that you use a lug's worth of wine that's bought for a sela to drink, and you use zalfin for wine that was two sela. It's actually more expensive wine, says the Gemara, b'chadosh. That's only talking about yayin that's new. As the Gemara v'aroy liyashno, but you could use, leave it around and it will get old. And so therefore, again, to remind ourselves in the greater context, we're asking the question at the end of the day, why is yayin a greater hefsed that you need to save it and even be metame biyadayim? Why don't you just use this wine that mixes in chulin as a aerosol, as a deodorizer, which is actually quite expensive? So Gemara says that it's from new wine, as the Gemara, and therefore not of old wine. And of old wine, wine that's old, its value would only be as drunk, which you can't do if it's mixed with chulin. As the Gemara, but let the new wine become old. We're afraid that if you're going to leave the truma tmeah hanging around for an extended period of time, someone will come to drink it. But shemen also, by using it for hadlaka, it will be hanging around, it'll come l'day takala. Says Gemara, deramile b'kli mos. You're going to put it in a disgusting utensil. Ask Gemara, yayinami ramile b'kli mos. So why don't you do the same thing with wine and put it in a unseemly utensil? Says Gemara, leziluf kabayle b'kli. Want it for ziluf. So b'kli mos, ramile, you're going to put it in a disgusting utensil. The two contradict each other. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf chof in Meseches Psachim. We're going to pick up with four lines left into Daf Chaf Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. For those who have not heard the halacha topic from Daf Tes Vav about Hefsid Meruba, Bezer Hashem. We will attach it to today's Daf because that is the most prominent halacha l'maisa topic that emerges and appears in many cases l'halacha, and we add it over here to Daf Chaf. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf, which is in many ways a summary of a lot of the concepts that we've had in the sugyas of Reb Chanina Skan Kohanim. Tomorrow we will wrap it up and Be'ezer Hashem begin a very important perech, both in Hilchos Pesach as well as in Hilchos Kashrus, starting tomorrow, Chaf Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Chaf in Maseches Pesachim repeats a theme that we discussed on Daf Tes Vav, the sugya of Hefsid Meruba, that in halacha were mekel. So now, let us go back to what we had discussed on Daf Tes Vav, about the halachos of Hefsid Meruba. Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Psachim Daf Tes Vav is the curious topic of leniencies for Hefsid Meruba. When there's a great loss, there are times that the halacha seems to be more lenient. One of the sources for the idea of this curious halacha, which we're going to try to explain both its logic and give a couple of examples from the poskim of heterim for Hefsid Meruba, is from our Gemara. The Gemara on Tes Vav Amud Beis differentiates between the case in Trumas, in Perek Ches, where Rabbi Yoshua, who is one of the heroes of today's daf, allows for one to save a large area of wine which is about to have Truma fall inside of it and make all of the wine Asur, even though you're going to come to be metame the Truma, Rabbi Yoshua permits it. The Mishnah really doesn't tell us exactly why Rabbi Yoshua will permit it, but the Gemara differentiates between the case of Rabbi Yoshua and the case of Chametz, where you have one group of Truma, the other of Truma Tmeya, and the first group of Truma was Truma Tahora. You're not allowed to be metame both of them together. And the Gemara differentiates between the two cases by saying in the Maskana that the Hefsid of the wine would be a Hefsid Meruba. Hefsid Meruba Chashashu, LeHefsid Muat Lo Chashashu. This concept of Hefsid Meruba is found many, many areas of Halacha. The Ramah, throughout many Shilas and Hilchos Kashrus, evokes the rule Behefsid Meruba, one could be Mekel. In Simin Lamed Aleph, which is the place that the Pisrei Tshuva collects Tshuvas in regards to Hefsid Meruba, the Ramah mentions it in Hilchos Trefos at the Simin Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph, but it appears many, many times in Yaradeya. And for those who are not familiar or deeply familiar with the structure of the system of halacha, it seems curious at best and almost crooked, chas v'chalila, at worst. And that is that the halacha seems to be bending when there's money, chas v'chalila, that's at stake. There's nothing further than the truth. Then how could that possibly be that behefsid meruba, one could be mekel? If I'm not mistaken, I've heard from my rabbeim, the name of Salvechik, and I was thrilled to see that in the pshat of today's daf, we see this idea as well in the Mefarshim. The idea behind Hefsid Meruba is not that the halacha unequivocally believes that it's asr. If the halacha unequivocally believes it's asr, or the Ramah particularly believes that's unequivocally asr, Hefsid Meruba would not change the halacha. However, if there are two opinions, and there's a lot of reason to be lenient, but one would be machmir, to safeguard the original prohibition and follow the more stringent position, here the Ramah said, b'makum hefsid meruba, one could be mekel. I was thrilled to see that the Pnei Yoshua makes a similar type of point in our sugya. I was looking around in the Mefarshim, in the Mishnayos and Trumas, and bothered. At the end of the day, what was going on in Rabbi Yoshua's mind? Just because there's going to be a hefsed, all of the wine now is going to become a mixture of Truma and Chulin, and everything is going to be thrown out. You're allowed to violate the Isser D'Oraisa that Rashi explained on Tezvavam et Alpha Mishmeres Truma Osai. Says the Pnei Yoshua, we must assume that over here we're talking about a Gzeira Midrabanan. Once the wine
is going li'ibud, then anyhow the truma is going to, based on gravity, Newton taught us that this wine, which is going from the upper part of the wine press to the lower part of the wine press, and is about to fall in and to become entirely lost in a taruvus of truma and chulin, and you're going to be stuck. You're not going to be able to use it for truma or for chulin. So then in such a case, the whole iser to be metame b'yadayim must only be derabbanan. That's how I saw it quoted in the name of the Pnei Yoshua. If that's so, then we could add that according to the Pnei Yoshua, here, the whole Isser Mishmeres Trumosai does not apply, and Chazal did not say an Isser to be Metame B'Yadayim. Chazal did not create an Isser Tame B'Yadayim B'Mokom Hefsimeruba. That's what our Gemara is saying, that there are times that the Isser didn't even start Hefsimeruba. It could very well be that even the stringent opinions in the Ramah never felt that you have to be Machmir if it's a Hefsim Meruba, because they understood that it wasn't a violation of the Din D'Oraisa. But Chas V'Chalila, we would never compromise a Din D'Oraisa based on Hefsim Meruba. The Pisrei Shula and Simin Lamed Aleph points out that there is a discussion amongst the poskim of what qualifies as a Hefsim Meruba. One suggestion from the Nachla Shiva is 1/6 of the value of the item that's at stake already qualifies as a Hefsid Meruba. Pisrei Tshuva quotes those who strongly disagree, and they say it's really up to the Eine HaDayonim, or the Eine HaPosek, of what qualifies as Hefsid Meruba. Similarly, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his Tshuvas at the end of Simin Mem Gimel, that says Hefsid Meruba applies only if every individual involved suffers a Hefsim Meruba. What happens if there is an animal that is owned by 10 partners, and each one of them only has a small stake in the animal? In such a case, one cannot evoke the heter of Hefsim Meruba that the Ramah mentioned in Hilchos Treifos because of a small loss for every particular individual. In fact, the Panim Meiros in Chelek Beis, Simin Kuf Yud Beis, brings a fantastic proof to Rabbi Akiva Eiger from our Gemara. Our Gemara had said, Hefsid the Eitzim doesn't qualify as a large Hefsid, but Hefsid of all of the wine in the press qualifies as a Hefsim Meruba. Asks the Panim Meiros, but there are going to be many, many Jews who are going to have to burn the Truma Tmei and the Truma Tahora separately, and are going to need to use separate sets of wood. And ultimately, in the big picture, there will be a Hefsid Meruba of Klal Yisrael. That is not significant. Hefsid Meruba has to be a pointed loss for a particular individual at a particular time, argues the Panim Meiros. It is interesting that the Panim Meiros ultimately tries to differentiate between the case of Shutfim and our Gemara, but he was the one that brought the brilliant raya from our Gemara. There is another very important example of the heter of Hefsid Meruba that appears in Hilchos Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Simin Reish Samach Aleph Sivkot and Vav quotes the Tshuvas Marshal in Simin Mem Vav, who says that Bein Hashmoshes of Shabbos, not only is it as described in the Mechaber, as Mutter Loimer Leinu Yehudi Bein Hashmoshes Lahadlik Ner Letzarech Shabbos, that you're allowed to do Amir Lenachri Letzarech Shabbos, but even B'makom Hefsim Meruba, one will be able to be Mekel as well for the Shvus. If you take a look in the Tshuvas Marashal, you'll see that the Marashal says, Behefsim Meruba Vadai Loi Gozru Klau, that for Hefsim Meruba, Chazal did not make the Gzeira. So first of all, we should be aware as well that there is a heter of Amir Lanachri B'makom Hefsim Meruba on Bein Hashmashos, point number one. Another example of the usage of the concept of today's daf. And number two is, we see that the Svara that we had mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik, and we think is the Svara of the Pnei Yoshua as well, in our Sugya, also the formulation of the Marshal. And this could explain the strange phenomenon of leniencies when there is a large loss. Again, how could that possibly be that the halacha changes? The answer is that these are rabbinic institutions that were traditionally lenient on simply because they never created those institutions, those isurim, when there was a Hefsid Meruba. It was a way to protect the Din D'Oraisa,
Amira Lenachri is considered a Shavuos, is not considered an Isur D'Oraisa, and combined with the fact that it's a Bein HaShmashos, so then in such a case, the double Shavuos of Bein HaShmashos, Loi Gozru Klal, they never created the Gezeira in the first place. And it's not the Pshat, the Chas V'Chalila, the Halacha changes when money is at stake. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Tes Vav, the background and a couple examples of the halachos of Hefsa Meruba.